USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, impressed by a possible COVID breakthrough, Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics announcing yesterday a new pill to treat the virus. Fauci asked in yesterday's White House briefing how quickly the pill could get FDA approval.
We always hesitate to make any timelines. The FDA will look at the data and in their usual very efficient and effective way will examine the data as quickly as they possibly can.
Merck says the pill reduces hospitalizations by 50% for those with mild to moderate cases. This would be the first pill to treat COVID if it gets FDA approval. Merck says it'll seek that approval immediately. China flexing its military muscle. The country yesterday flies 38 military jets into Taiwan's defense zone. Taiwan says it deployed its missile system to monitor the jets, but no missiles were fired. This is believed to be the largest incursion of China into Taiwan's defense zone. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Efforts to pass a big part of President Biden's agenda now stalled. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that more time is needed to pass an infrastructure bill and a spending bill. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News Democrats should realize Americans don't want this $3.5 trillion plan.
And the American people have decided that this socialist agenda is about tearing down this country. It is about stripping our institutions, federal control of our schools and of our health care, closing our churches.
Biden tweeting last night that the infrastructure deal and his Build Back Better agenda will make a huge difference for the American people, and together we're going to get this done. Efforts to get the bills passed comes as Biden deals with low approval ratings. A Rasmussen poll out yesterday shows an approval rating of just 42%. He hasn't been above 50% in over 2 months. Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte announcing today he's retiring from politics. He had previously announced he would run for vice president in next year's election. He says, though, the overwhelming sentiment of the people of the Philippines is that he's not qualified. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
FEMA announcing temporary solutions for parts of Louisiana hit hard by Hurricane Ida. Here's Brad Bernards.
Hurricane Ida devastated parts of Louisiana over a month ago. FEMA just announced temporary solutions to provide housing options in areas hardest hit by the storm. The September 30th announcement came 1 week after Fox News met with local leaders in Jefferson Parish, and the same day Fox News reached out to the agency for comment. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shing.
These are people, especially if you didn't have insurance, you're going to want to rebuild your house. You want to be on your property. You can't be in a hotel in another area of the state or another state altogether. And this is what people need to do, is start reclaiming their lives by rebuilding their homes. And they need to be on their property to do that.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Questions remain surrounding the 2020 election results in Arizona. Here's Wendy King.
The results of the Maricopa County, Arizona election audit had some amazing irregularities. Cheryl Atkinson of TV's Full Measure shares some of the things she found out.
Under the topic of mail-in ballots voted from prior address, which should not be allowed and should not be happening, 23,344. Remember what I told you? Joe Biden won the whole state of Arizona with fewer than 11,000 votes, according to the official results.
You can read more amazing results on her website at CherylAtkinson.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.